Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simin Shin Yud Gimel Si'if Im Hei Vav and Zayin Maybe Ches as well. We are holding at Shin Yud Gimel Si'if Hei. Today's Amud is page Kuf Yud Tes, but we're holding on the bottom of page 236 at the beginning of Si'if Hei. So Si'if Hei is going to discuss when you have a door of a closet or a chest or something like that, and the door is partially off. Are you allowed to put it back in? If it's totally off, then certainly it's usher to reattach it. That's going to be a violation of Makkah Bepatish, and if you hold Binyan Bekelim, a violation of Bona. But what if it's partially attached? So Shida Tevo Migdol Shem Pischein Min Atzad, if you have some sort of drawer, some sort of chest or closet that has an opening on the side, meaning it doesn't open from the top like a toy chest that opens from the top, but it's more like a cabinet that opens from the side. V'yesh Lahem Shnei Tzirim Ech L'mal V'ech L'mata, and there are two hinges, one on the top, one on the bottom. And again, the hinge that we're talking about is like a pole that sticks through and goes into a hole at the top and into a hole in the bottom, and therefore the door opens on that hinge. Im yatsa tachton kulo mimakomo, if the bottom hinge is entirely out, also lachzira, then you're not allowed to put it back. Shema yitka, because we're afraid you're going to put it back in really, really well, and that's going to be a violation of probably makab bepatish. Avlim yatsa mktsaso, but if it's only partially out, so doch ko achim achzira lemakomo, you're allowed to push it back in till it's rightfully back in place. Kivin she'elyo nishar b'mekomo, because the upper hinge remained in place the whole time. Bekal yachol achzir atachton, so it's not that hard to put the bottom one back in place. Aval kishe yotzo ha'elyon, but if the top hinge has come out, then asra afilu l'dachko l'achziru l'mekomo, then you're not even allowed to place it, you're not even allowed to push it a little bit to go back into place, because when the upper hinge is connected, the bottom hinge just sort of slides into place. It's not so bad, not so hard to do. When the upper hinge is detached, so you don't have gravity helping you out, so pushing it is in place is a much more significant kind of action. Let's see the Mishabura Sivkat Nam Zayin Vech Lamata V'yesh Chor B'Miftan Shatzir Nichnas L'Tocho. We said that there's a hole in the cabinet that the hinge goes into. Ukenag D'yesh L'Malo Chorecha. So there's a hole in the top, a hole in the bottom, and the pole goes into both. Shatzira Elyon U'B'Toch Chachor Shema Yitka. So the concern is that you might come to attach it really well. B'Chozek B'Si with pins and pegs, so that it's never going to come out again. And that would be a violation of Makkah Bepatish. And even if the hole is somewhere in the middle of the opening of the chest of the closet, where there's not as much of a concern that you might stick it back into place really strongly, we're still going to answer it because we make a gzeira of emtza atu minatzad v'afilu b'tzirim shalanu shemi barzel, and even our hinges, which are made out of iron, also lahachzer dal sehakelim, you're not allowed to put back the doors of Kalim, to Gazrin and Shemi Yirashatir in a Tukoyafa Vihabra Sabimasmirim, because we're still afraid that maybe you're going to see that it's not so well attached and you're going to come to attach it with nails and things like that. Aval Kishayotza Elyon, but if the top hinge is what came out, Dali Dezehu Nofel Gamri, where through that is the whole thing is falling out, Kamad Chika Asr Kamal Chazara, then even just sliding it back into place is Asr Ki'ilu, the whole thing, just like on the bottom hinge that has come entirely out, the top hinge that's even partially out, you're not allowed to put back into place. Si'if vav. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, what if you have a kelim that are made out of multiple different parts? So we're going to talk about different types of kelim. We're going to talk about a bed, and we're going to talk about a kos made out of different parts. And the thing to remember over here is that when we're talking about wedging something in very, very tightly, that's going to be a melacha d'oraisa, makah bepatish, and perhaps even bona. When we talk about doing a hiduk, some sort of connection, but not really wedging it so well, that's going to be an iser midrabanan. But when something is roughly, when something is very weakly connected, not even an iser midrabanan. That's or maybe an iser midrabanan, but maybe not. That's more dependent on the type of connection that it is. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch Sivav Mita Shal Prakim. If you have a bed made out of different parts, asulach zero lahadka, you're not allowed to go and put it back and reattach it. Right? You're not allowed to go do a hiduk. hiduk, the imtaka chayiv chatas. But if you did more than a hiduk, you really wedged it into place strongly, then it's a nisr d'araisa, you're going to be chayiv chatas. The im hi darka lios refuya, but if it's typically only very loosely put together, mutar l'chadchila, then you're allowed to even do that l'chadchila, ubavach lo yahadik, as long as you're careful not to connect it in a more significant way. The kos shel prakim, and if you have a cup made out of different pieces, let's say you have the base of the cup and you screw on the top part of the cup to the base, you could take it apart and put it back together on Shabbos. But there are those that say that the kos has the same din as the mita. And says Rama, what was that din? The din of the mita was that you're not allowed to be mahadek it, and if you're tokeya it, you're chayev chatos, but if it's meant to be something that's loose, then it's going to be mutter. So some say it has that same din as a mita, and it's not like an automatic heter. Says Ramavi im darko lios muhudak av bidach shav rafoi aser. But if typically that kos is muhudak, it's attached fairly well, then even if it's just attached loosely, it's still going to be aser. Says the Mishabur Sivkat Mem shal prakim haynu sha asuya prakim. Why would they make a bed out of different pieces? Because it's meant to be traveled with. So you could take it apart and you could travel with it. It's like a pack and play. So you should be able to take it apart and put it back together easily to transport it from one place to the next. When you get to where you're supposed to go, so you put it back together. So but it's asu because we're afraid that you're going to attach it together really, really well with pegs and nails and things like that. Davi gemar melacha v'chayv mishum makam patish. That's going to be a gemar melacha. That's going to be a chayv makam patish. V'yei shomrim dekiven shosu b'zeh kli gomer chayv mishum bona. And some say that it's not just makam patish, that you chayv mishum bona, that there's binyan on kelim. V'ayin b'sim shin yodalit sefal v'bir grasham. But you have to look in shin yodalit to see over there about binyan b'kelim. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch over there says two opinions, whether there's binyan b'kelim or there's no binyan b'kelim. Is there such a violation of Malachas Bona when it comes to Kalim? So the Mishabru of there says that even according to the Shita that ain't Binyan Bekalim, if you put together a Kli, you're Chayiv for Makah Bepatish anyway, but it's a question whether you're Chayiv for Bona. And the Bira Gra over there proves that according to those Shitos that Yesh Binyan Bekalim, it's not only when you fashion and build a brand new Kli that you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Bona. Even putting together a Kli that had been taken apart is also going to be bona, but the Bira Gra says that we really paskin ain binyan bekelim. So different deos about binyan bekelim, but certainly makah bepatish applies to kelim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the imhi darko. We said if it's the derech of it to be. What was this? This going the Sivkat Membeis. That if it was the derech of it to be loosely put together, then it's mutar lechadchila. Deshuv ein lachush klal shemi yavol l'tkoa, because there's no real great concern that you're going to come to attach it together really well, because it's not the derech for it to be attached together really well. So this is where the poskim talk about if your glasses break on Shabbos, right? So if the, what do they call it, the arm of the, I don't know, whatever they call it, of the glasses come off, so you let it put it together. So to actually tighten the screw and put it in properly, that's for sure aser on Shabbos. That's makab patish. Question is, can you do something makeshift? You take like a paper clip and you do something really cool like that. So you're walking around with it. So that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Nissim Karelitz say that even that is going to be aser, because since the derech is to put it back with a screw and to put it back really well, so you're not allowed to put it back in a way that's even roughly. That's what we're saying over here, that if it's dark alios refuya, it's mutar lechadchila. But if it's dark alios muhudak, so then even doing it bedarach rafoi is going to be aser. And the same is true about putting the lens back in the glasses. Sivkat mem gimel shalo yehadek v'rafoi ve'enu rafoi aser. And if it's somewhat weakly connected, then it's going to be aser. V'kos shal prakim, we said a kos that's made out of different pieces. Sheyesh kos shemefarkin oso me'al raglo. There is a kos close that you could unscrew it from the base, from the pedestal. Leparko lachziro. So we said to take it apart. So it's mutter to take it apart and put it back together kshu roughly when it's loose. Vatam de'in derech lade kol kach b'chozik sheyeh chashuv kamo tkia. Because these types of kosos, I don't know if we have so many kosos like this, but these types of kosos apparently they wouldn't screw in super duper tightly anyway. They would never have it super tightly, so it would never get to the level of being nitka, which is like the most strong connection. So the whole reason why you're not allowed to do a hiduk is a dindra banan shamiyitka. But if it's the type of thing that no one would ever be nitka, that would never attach it super well, so you don't have to worry shamiyitka. But the yesh mishomer that says that it has the same din as a bed, since it's at least the derech to be mahadek, which is that mid-level, to have it somewhat tightly attached, so even when you do it weekly, it's also k'mo b'mita shel prakim, just like the mita shel prakim. Kosav magen avram, the kosher shalanu asuyim b'charitzim saviv, k'mo elu sheyesh shroif samach l'raglam, u'mudakim b'chozek. He says our kosos that have some type of ledge on the outside of the coast, and therefore they're considered to be they have like this ridge around the outside of the coast, and they are very tightly attached together. L'kuli alma aser. That's going to be also l'kuli alma. I mean, there's a metzias thing. It depends how tightly these things are typically attached. The kisoy kalim v'afilim esayim kach shari. When it comes to covers of kalim, they could be put back together even if they're made that way where they're tightly attached. The hasam ein asuyin l'kiyum rak l'paschon l'sagron tamin. Because a kisoy kalim, covers for kalim, are meant to constantly be taken off and open and closed all the time. V'chein kosav ha-taz, and that's what the Taz writes as well. That line, this idea of kisui ha-kelim being different than a coast that's tightly packed together, is the basis of a major discussion in Poskim, perhaps one of the most major discussions in Poskim in the last couple of hundred years. The Chazon Ish writes, and it's printed in a tshuva, Tzor Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Minchas Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Aleph, that since you can't use the kli if the cover were to be attached on forever, it turns out that the normal way to use that kli is by opening and closing the cover, and therefore closing the cover is not considered gemar meleches hakli. It's just considered to be the way you use the kli. You take off the cover, you put the cover on. But a kli that you put together in order to use it, even though you take it apart and put it together anew with each time, so that you're not allowed to put together, because the putting together of its component parts is considered to be the gemar melacha of that kli. So when it's not usable with the cover on, so that's just the way you use it. You take off the cover, you use it, put the cover back on. But when it's something that is made of different components, putting it together, even if you put it together and take it off a lot, is going to be asr. Shlomo Zalman over there writes a different explanation why it's mutter with the cover of the kli. He says, since when the kisoy is not on the kli, it's still considered a kli be'enei b'nei adam, people would still look at that kli and say it's a kli shalem. So when you attach the kisoy to the kli, it's not called gemar melech sakli, because it already was a kli. It was a kli gomer before you did anything. But therefore, a kli that you attach from different pieces that were not a kli independently, so that would be aser. But if it were something that were a kli and independently, it's going to be aser. It's going to be mutter. So based on that, the Chazon Ish, based on his own explanation, he says that when you complete an electric circuit on an electrical appliance, it's a violation of the Isra of Bona. Because even though the normal way is to be madlik and mechabe, the chashmal, that each and every time you use it, you undo the electricity and reattach the electricity, but since it's only through the electrical current that you use that kli, attaching the creating that electrical current is considered the gemar melacha of that kli. It's not considered a usage of the kli, it's the making of that kli, and therefore it's going to be a melacha d'oraisa of bona. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that since it's constantly meant to be turned on and off, utilizing the electrical current, so even when the chashmal is off, when there's no actual electricity going through it, it's still considered a kli shalem without the electricity, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of bona when you turn on the electricity. So that's the major machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach about electricity. electricity on Shabbos. Va'afilu akelim sha'asu leparkul na'achziron. Even those kelim that you're not allowed to take apart and put back together. Mikol makom letaltel on shari. But you're allowed to be metaltel such kelim. V'lo gazru al b'menorah shadarkul isparik. Kamosh kosef sosim reishayin tes chol kayotzebo. Al dor shayin darkul isparik shari betaltel. They only made a gzera by a menorah, by a candelabra that comes apart and gets put back together. There's a special gzera. But typically, these items do not become muktzah. The yesh misha omer. So says the Mishnah Brura, l'chadchili yesh la'achmir k'teya zo. This yesh misha omer was, well, what was this going on? This was the yesh misha omer that we treat a kos like a mita. So we should be machmir like that. Achim hi l'tzorach Shabbos yesh lismo k'teya rishona. But if it's for tzorach Shabbos, you can rely on the first opinion. Shedina kos, v'adina shtender shebebeis ha'knesset shemunachim lov svarim. And the same is true about a shtender in a shul where you put svarim on. Imu shel prakim, if it's made of different pieces. Lios muhudak, rotzolomer lios muhudak v'takua b'chozek. Lios muhudak means that it's the derech of it to be attached really, really well. So everyone would agree that if it's the derech of that coast to be put together really, really tightly, everyone's going to agree that that's going to be aser, then it's not even subject to machlokas. And finally, Sif Zayin. Kora shenishbara, let's say you have a beam of the house that's breaking, so you're afraid if you leave it unsupported, it will continue to break and will cave in. So you want to put something in place to support it. So mutal l'samcha ba'aruko samita. You could take the bedpost and flip your bed on its end so that the bedpost will support the beam. Shehem kli, because the bedpost is a kli, so it's not mukta, you're allowed to move it. Lo kadei shetala, but you have to be careful. The bedpost is not meant, you're not allowed to use it to elevate the beam, to lift up the beam, because that would be a violation of bona. It's just to protect the beam from continuing to sag and to sink. And even that, you're only allowed to do if it's not very tightly wedged underneath, if it's somewhat loosely wedged underneath. But if you tightly wedge it underneath the falling beam, that's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Tes, Shem Kli, if it's not a kli, it's only an eitz bi'alma. Kemo makel, afal pi shemuchan hu letaltel, mikol makom asu l'samcho tachsakora, didami lebona. Meaning, let's say you have a piece of wood that you had designated for this use before Shabbos. So it's not mukza, but it's a piece of wood. So it's the type of lumber that you would use in a building project. So you're not allowed to support the beam with that. That's going to be a violation of bona. Kem kasav magen avram, aval el yarab of itself is Shabbos cholkem alav umatirim bekol dover sheshem kli alav liinian tiltul kivin shos a rakadesh lo terid yoser. But the many other achronim, the el yarab and itself is Shabbos, say if it's not mukta, you could use it, even if it's the type of thing that just looks like a 2x4. Vayin b'primagadim im mahatkam hatamdim vatal kli meechano. The reason being mahadik is a problem is because that's a violation being vatal kli meechano, because if you wedge it in really well, you're not allowed to take it out on Shabbos. So if you take a kli that was in use when Shabbos started and you put it out of circulation, so to speak, you put it out of use, that's a violation of bitul kli meichanu. Shein yochel shuv litul misham b'Shabbos. It's some sort of violation of soser or something like that, or bone perhaps, because you've built it into the house, so to speak, because you're not allowed to move it. V'yameinu tachu b'chozei kol kach shari. And if it's not so tightly wedged in, then it's going to be mutter. So to just very quickly review what we learned today, in Sif Hei we said about replacing a door that's on a hinge where it's partially out. So if the bottom hinge is partially out, you could shove it back in, but if it's fully out, you're not allowed to shove it back in tightly. If the top hinge is even partially out, you're not allowed to put it back in. In Sif Vav, we spoke about putting together kelim that are made of different pieces, like a mita or a kos, and the second day was that a mita and a kos have the same din, but the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch was that we're more makel with a kos because it tends to be looser fitting than a mita is. And then in Sif Zayin, we spoke about a beam that's caving in and you're trying to support it, so you can support it with a kli, but better not to support it with something that's not a kli. And even when you're supporting it with a kli, you have to be mindful not to wedge it in so well that it's a violation of bona, nor to run afoul of being mevatel kli mehechana. Okay, so Bezrem, tomorrow we will pick up with Sifim Ches, Tes, Yud, and the beginning of Sif Aleph of Simshin Yud Dalet as we move along here. Okay.